Top Louisiana officials call for prayers. Condemn terrorism after New Orleans New Year's attack. By Nick Gilbertson on January 1, 2025. Top elected officials from Louisiana are calling for prayers and condemning terrorism after 14 people were killed and 35 more injured in the New Year's Day truck attack in New Orleans. The attack, which President Joe Biden says is being investigated as an act of terrorism, injured at least 35 more in addition to the 14 killed early Wednesday morning on Bourbon Street. Governor Jeff Landry, RLA, asked Americans to pray for the victims and the first responders as details were still emerging in the first hours of the new year. A horrific act of violence took place on Bourbon Street earlier this morning, he wrote in a post on X. Please join Sharon and I in praying for all the victims and first responders on scene. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, also called for prayers and swift justice in his own post. The vicious attack on innocent people celebrating the new year in New Orleans early this morning was an act of pure evil, and justice must be swift for anyone who was involved, Johnson wrote. Please join us in praying for the victims, their families, and the first responders and investigators on the scene, he added. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, RLA, called for prayers, too, in the aftermath of the ruthless attack. Please join me in praying for the victims and their families, as well as our first responders, in the wake of this horrific act of violence on Bourbon Street, he wrote in a post on X. Senators Bill Cassidy, RLA, and John Kennedy, RLA, issued statements as well. The terrorists win if we allow them to strike terror into our hearts. Now is a time for us to come together and stand with those who are grieving, Cassidy wrote in a tweet along with the hashtag #LouisianaStrong. The attack on Bourbon Street this morning was evil, Kennedy wrote in a social media post. I'm praying for every victim of this violence and am grateful to all the first responders who rushed toward danger to help the innocent today. Every resource that law enforcement needs to get answers about this barbaric act should be made available, he added. Witnesses said the driver, a man, crashed a truck into the crowd at a high rate of speed before exiting the vehicle and exchanging fire with police. CBS News notes the suspect, who has been identified as Shamsud Dinjabar by law enforcement, according to NOLA.com, was killed during the gunfight with police. Editors note, this story has been updated to reflect the latest death and/or injury tolls.